The original word Kalalaya comes from Sanskrit, one of the most ancient languages in the world, and it means the school of fine arts. Kalalaya is a uniquely focused company that specialises in the various Indian performing arts like dance and music. And as part of Adelaide's World of Cultures at the Adelaide Festival Centre, Amazing India will be a multimedia production depicting the rich and vast Indian arts and culture through dance and music. I'm lucky enough to be joined over the phone now by a choreographer for the event, Priya Ramesh. Priya, thanks so much for having a chat.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for inviting us to be a part of your show.
No problem at all. So I first wanted to ask you about your particular background as an artist and a choreographer and how you came to work with Kalalaya.
So I have been learning Indian dance as a child. Well, I'm born and brought up in India. We've come up with the Kalalaya. Kalalaya is me and my husband runs Kalalaya. So Ramesh is the artistic director of Kalalaya. And we have come up with Kalalaya since we moved to Adelaide. We established Kalalaya here in 2011. We moved to Adelaide, Australia in 2010. I've been trained in three of the Indian classical dance forms, which is Bharatanatyam, Kathak, and Mohiniyattam. I'm a choreographer. I've been doing Bollywood dancing. I've been trained in a few folk dances of India. My husband Ramesh is a musician who is the artistic director of Kalalaya. He's worked in the industry back in India. He's been an All India Radio artist. So we've got very strong background of Indian art and culture. We've been trained under very serious, very popular maestros, gurus. So we thought, yes, it's an opportunity to pass what we have learned to the next generation. So that is how Kalalaya comes up with productions, performances and things like that.
Yeah, and so was that kind of that idea of showcasing Indian culture, that was really the vision at the start when you founded the company, that kind of intercultural exchange, like it teaching people about Indian culture and about the various forms of dance that there are and the diversity within it, was that part of your vision when you started the company?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been doing this all around. So before we moved to Australia, we lived in Africa for 10 years. So we have been actively involved with the art scene, like the same way we've been doing here. So exchanging of the arts and culture, and so Indian art is so diverse. So it's got a huge history. Like the dance form that I do, Bharatanatyam, that's 5,000 years old.
Oh, wow!
So it's got such a vast history behind it. So it is such a beautiful feeling to share it with the multicultural community. And it has always been a part of Kalalaya's vision that we wanted to do this. And especially our artistic director, Ramesh, feels very strong about it. So he wants to give it in the most purest form, which is why we do a lot of research before we put forth any productions.
Mm. Oh, well, we better talk about your latest production, your upcoming one, which is coming to the Dunstan Playhouse next Saturday, the 29th of July. That's Amazing India. And so, it's a multimedia production. So what can audiences expect? It sounds like a big production, a lot of people involved.
Yes, it is a big production. So we have around 120 artists involved. We came up with this idea of Amazing India last year. It was a smashing hit last year, so we thought we'll continue doing that every year. As I said earlier, we have got around 120 artists who have been working on it. So it's a multimedia production, so we've got classical dancing, Bollywood dancing, folk dancing, then music, again, classical music, Bollywood music. We've got the musicals where we depict a few movie scenes on stage. So it has been a wonderful experience to do it last year, and I hope it is going to be a similar thing this year too.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a hope to take it beyond Adelaide?
We would love to do that. There is definitely plans to take it to like other states. Kalalaya is actually being launched in Melbourne also.
So oh, wow.
Probably next year we will take Amazing India to Melbourne.
Mm, great. And so, I mean, it's clear that teaching aspect informs your approach to the productions as well. But Kalalaya is a school of Indian performing arts as well, isn't it? So there is a way to engage the community in a more hands-on way as well. And so, if someone's interested in learning more about Indian music culture, you're providing that avenue there as well.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got three centres in Adelaide. So our main centre is in Woodville, and we've got centres at Mawson Lakes and in Auckland's Park. So we do run instructional classes in all our centres, and there are more information on our website, so www.kalalaya.net. So we've got our details, where to come to, how to speak with us. If you are interested to learn more about Indian arts, or you wanted to get trained in any of the Indian arts and to be part of next year's Amazing India.
Yeah, of course. And so it sounds like you're building quite a community. It's a very community driven project as well. But I think I've seen some of the photos, and it looks you've named the production well. It does look amazing, like with all the lavish colours and artistry that does go into it. And so how are you feeling a week away from the production? I mean, I know it's something that you are familiar with, but every production's a bit different, and that week before is quite stressful sometimes. But
stressful. Yeah. Stressed at the moment. I literally have butterflies in my stomach as we speak about it. But yes, the team is rehearsing very, very, very hard. So we pretty much every night we disperse at around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So that's how hard we're working. Because as much as all my dancers, my senior dancers are all very experienced, the senior musicians, the music team, all got enormous stage experience. But still, every production is unique, and everything we've got, new items that's been presented, and the team is really working hard. Even for this production, we've got makeup artists coming from India just to get us ready.
Wow.
So we've got all the music is composed by the Bollywood music directors who, very popular. And so they have actually composed the music for our classical dancers. So everything, we work really hard towards it.
Yeah. Well, I sincerely hope it all pays off. I'm sure it will. But Priya, thanks so much for making the time. Yeah, thanks so much for making the time in what is a very busy period for you. So thanks, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having us on the show. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. So that was Priya Ramesh there, choreographer for Amazing India from Kalalaya, School of Indian Performing Arts. They will be performing Amazing India as part of Adelaide's World of Cultures at the Festival Centre next Saturday, the 29th of July, 6:30 p.m. at Dunstan Playhouse.